and then paced the floor beneath the atrium's huge glass skylight while the three captains privately decided his fate. He had come out okay after both hearings, and in the process had come to love the Bradbury with its Mexican tile floors, wrought iron filigree, and suspended nail chutes. He had once taken the time to look up its history at the Los Angeles Conservancy offices and found one of the more intriguing mysteries of Los Angeles. The Bradbury, for all its lasting glory, had been designed by a $5-a-week draftsman. George Wyman had no degree in architecture and no prior credits as a designer when he drew the plans for the building in 1892. Yet his design would see fruition in a structure that would last more than a century and cause generations of architects to marvel.